Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, December 1st, 2016. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I survived Thanksgiving, and you?
The same. I think I'm working on about 4 more pounds here. I got to get off, but it's a great week.
You only have a couple days before Bedlam.
No, I understand, and that causes me sometimes to sweat a few pounds off, too.
Should be a great game, though.
Oh, my. You know, with OU and OSU playing for the Big 12 championship, it's really special, I think, that our two state schools are the cream of the crop here this year in the Big 12. So it ought to be a real Donnybrook. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's turn to the state economy, Burns. It will be front and center with OSU next week.
Yeah, that's right, Kelly. As a land-grant university, of course, we summarize what we do by saying we train great talent and do great research and share both with our state, the nation, and the world. And so in that regards, the Spear School of Business is hosting its 2017 Oklahoma Economic Outlook Conference. It'll be next Tuesday, December 6th, at the Metro Technology Spring Lake campus in Oklahoma City. One of our great economists, Dan Rickman, will discuss his economic forecast for the state and his expected trajectory of our Oklahoma energy industry. There will also be experts from Boeing and the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce to discuss the importance of aerospace. It is really growing in importance in our state. And then one of my former colleagues, Jim Hunziker at Bank of Oklahoma, who is the Chief Investment Officer, will discuss the national economic forecast. So anyone interested in attending this conference, I think you'll learn a lot. So I just encourage you to go to okstate.edu to our homepage. The conference, again, is Tuesday, December 6th at the Metro Tech.
Burns, another national championship under OSU's belt. The meat judging team continues to excel.
You know, our College of Agriculture is just terrific and has some terrific people, and they really are the superstars in this area. Yes, they again won the national championship for the 18th time in OSU history. We have more national titles in this area than any other school. The team comes from the OSU Department of Animal Science. It's led by Dr. Clint Rusk. And by competing on judging teams, these students improve their critical thinking, of course, and communication skills. We won first place in several areas to capture the title. Among those was the first in the beef grading and overall beef, and we were second in lamb judging. These students come from all over the country to earn a degree here in our animal science program. In fact, last year, the top 40 students, I think it is, might have been 50 from California, as judged by FFA, their FFA, 10 of those students came to Oklahoma State. So we have a great reputation all around the country, and these kinds of victories only cement that reputation. Three students from the OSU team earned All-American honors, and all three are from outside Oklahoma. Julianne Albrecht from South Dakota, Abby Bechtold from California, and Emily Rice from Missouri. All were named All-Americans.
And Burns, before we conclude today, I know you want to share your thoughts on the attack at the other OSU, the Ohio State University.
Yes, that's such a tragedy, and it, of course, brings back all the horror that we dealt with here at Oklahoma State, and I just reach out, and my only advice is to pull together and be strong, and I know they'll do that.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.